If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Badger.
Yeah.
All right. Let's have a little music, shall we?
Yeah.
The voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
The late Bill Barwick is riding along with us this week. He is singing Wyatt's Lament.
The day broke hard and cold. The air was still and clear. The pain in his gut was more than any man could bear. His mind was filled with memories from his long and checkered past. He cheated death before, but his time had come at last. From Deadwood to Dodge City, Alaska to Coeur d'Alene, his fame has spread since Tombstone, and shadows his flaws remained. They painted his life in broad strokes, complimentary hues, part truth, part fabrication. His legend, bulletproof. Thought I could have died in Tombstone instead of this damn bed. A noble heart, people's prince, here I lie instead. No hat, no guns, no boots, and ragged bedclothes dressed. Clever flights of angels sing me to my rest. As Wyatt drew his last breath, no goodbyes did he say, no regrets did he offer there on his dying day. Tom Mix and William Hart carried Wyatt to his grave. Proud heroes cast in celluloid, where it's easy to be brave. But Wyatt, he lived in the real West, with life's ever-changing script. He dealt his hand from a stacked deck, created his own myth. A knight in tarnished armor, charging down the crooked path. But in the end he realized that no man can cheat death. He thought, I could have died in Tombstone instead of this damn bed. A noble heart, people's prince, here I lie instead. No hat, no guns, no boots, in ragged bedclothes dressed. Will ever flights of angels sing me to my rest? They said he could have died in Tombstone instead of that damn bed. A noble heart, people's prince, there he lies instead. No hat, no guns, no boots, and ragged bedclothes dressed. Will ever flights of angels sing white to his rest? Will ever flights of angels sing white to his rest?
All Oh, man, yeah, good stuff there from Bill Barwick.
Yeah, the voice.
That's right. And we'll get to Wyatt Earp.
Oh, we'll get there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But we got to finish the four dead in 5 seconds.
Yeah, let's finish this story.
So they all went to the bar.
Okay.
And long story short, one said, "You dirty coyote, you were part of this. I know you were.
You rustling scoundrel."
Yep, that's right. Guns got pulled. Bullets started firing. And Dallas Stoutenmeyer was across the street eating lunch. And he heard the bullets.
Bangy to bangy to bang.
He heard the bang to bang. And he came in and he started firing. So ended up four dead in 5 seconds.
Oh.
All right. Now, how did he get across the street in 5 seconds? Okay. It's all lore.
That's what makes it fun.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, use your imagination.
Yep. Right. So look this up.
It's fun stuff.
This is really interesting stuff. So this all happened in El Paso. So look up the four dead in 5 seconds gunfight and look up a bunch of different versions of it.
There is what, 10?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of different versions.
10 of them.
You know,
roughly.
Yeah. Anyway, so. Actually, six people ended up dead. The two Mexican fellers who went to get the cows,
right?
Yeah,
right.
And then the four that were shot up in the saloon that were mouthing off,
right.
Yeah. So there you go.
And 5 seconds in 24 hours.
Yeah. 18 April 14th,
1881. Yep.
That's when that happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff, though.
Well, yeah. It is, you know, and like we say, this is not gospel.
Oh, heaven's sakes!
The folklore that surrounds all of these lawmen,
right,
is what makes it fun and unique.
You know, it's pretty cool. It's an awful lot of fun. It really is.
Well, you can spend a lot of time.
Oh my
researching.
Goodness. Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. You can spend
days.
You can waste a lot of time doing
exactly.
Research
yeah, there's 10 names on that list. And
right.
What did we get? What did you get?
Four. I got through four. Yeah.
I think I got through three.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Exactly. So. And you know, we're gonna have Wyatt's lament. We're going to have the legend of Wyatt Earp coming up here. So we probably better touch on the Earp brothers. But everybody knows everything about the Earps, you know. Because of all the movies,
that were
so I want to bring up Matthew. This is William Matthew Tillman.
Yeah,
this is Bill Tillman.
Yeah.
All right. So he was a career lawman and spent some time in Dodge City. He was friends of the Earps and Bat Masterson.
Right.
Right. Yeah. But he wasn't near as famous.
Right.
But this is the interesting thing about him. He wasn't very famous until his memoirs were made into a 1915 film that he directed and he starred in.
Lawman to movie director producer.
Yeah. So anyway, he spent a lot of time capturing the notorious outlaw Bill Doolin. And track and kill the other Doolin gang members. But because he wasn't as famous as Bat Masterson and
the
Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, yeah.
He decided to take.
I'm going to make myself
take it into
famous.
My own hands. I'll write my memoirs.
Uh-huh.
I'll turn it into a movie. I'll direct it and I'll star in it.
And it's probably fiction.
Yeah, probably. You know what? I'm going to have to look it up. And I'm going to have to see if I'm going to have to see if there's a copy of the movie.
Oh yeah.
Obviously, 1915. It was a silent movie.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to look it up.
We got to go there.
And I have to see if I.
We got to find it.
And see him on film.
Yeah.
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 So
just see what kind of lawman he is.
There you go. So if you're not very famous, write your memoirs. Write it how you want it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Turn it into a movie, direct it, and star in it.
There you go.
Right. I wonder who the other actors were.
Yeah.
I don't know. I gotta look this
you
up.
You gotta find that.
I do. Yeah. But yeah. In the meantime.
Yeah.
Probably ought to have a little cowpoke poetry.
What you got?
Well, I got nothing about lawmen here.
Really?
Yeah. So we're gonna talk about a cowboy poet. A cowboy poet is a different sod. Some might even think him odd. He loves to battle with words and cattle and converses frequently with God. He'd rather write than read, a difficult and rare sort of breed. He rode the range, fabled and strange, and his first love is always his steed. He paints murals with words of life with family and herds. His poetic prose don't bloom like a rose nor take flight with winged birds. He writes of the cowboy way, fading, but always here to stay. As tradition dwindles, his poetry kindles the flame in a new generation's day. Sometimes dying, but never dead, old cowboys still live in his head. With paper and pen, keeps alive the men, their folklore, and what has been said.
Well, that kind of sums up a cowboy poet in a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
Yep, that's right.
Yep. Walnut?
Yeah, well,
a peanut.
Peanut, yeah. Mustard seed. How about Dick's pick?
Oh, man.
Yeah,
oh,
who's singing?
Hugh O'Brien.
What's he singing?
The Legend of Wyatt Earp.
Nice.
I'll tell you a story, a real true life story, a tale of the Western frontier. The West, it was lawless, but one man was flawless, and his is the story you'll hear. Wyatt Earp, Wyatt Earp, brave, courageous, and bold. Long live his fame, and long live his glory, and long may his story be told. When I came to Kansas to settle, in Kansas I planned on a peaceable life. Some goods and some chattel, a few head of cattle, a home and a sweet loving wife. Now I wasn't partial to being a marshal, but fate went and dealt me a hand. While outlaws were looting and killing and shooting, I knew that I must take a stand.
Oh, Wyatt Earp, Wyatt Earp, brave, courageous, and bold. Long live his fame, and long live his glory, and long may his story be told.
Well, he cleaned up the country, the old Wild West country. He made law and order prevail, and none can deny it, the legend of Wyatt. Forever we'll live on the trail. And bold. Long live his fame, and long live his glory, and long may his story be told. Long may his story be told.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yeah,
good,
yeah.
Good stuff there, Ab. Well, classic. We are talking about some classic lawmen, mm-hmm. Old West lawmen. We're going to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.